Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me. He said, James, you will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just wait through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
Not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is better away. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
It can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying, it's growing pain. Your family needs you to
stop.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just wait.
You gotta pray for
it. Let me see the healing for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So,
I'm
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sorry for the technical difficulties. I hope that you can hear me okay. Thank you for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight is probably going to be short because it's already 7 minutes into the showtime. I'm going to be talking about grace, but I also have a special announcement that I will be talking to you about after my message tonight, which is grace. Grace in 2 Corinthians 12 chapter, the ninth verse, 12:9 in 2 Corinthians. My grace is sufficient, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. My grace, Jesus says, my grace is sufficient. Grace is a trailblazer. And a trailblazer is a person who makes or does something new or make it acceptable or popular, doing something well, a trailblazer. Grace is a trailblazer. When your life seems unclear, divine grace goes forward and go ahead of you and light the way. You should move forward with grace, with confidence, knowing that grace paves our way. We sometimes find ourselves frustrated in pursuit of our dreams. Grace guides us as we, with new portal of opportunities. As we strive for financial well-being, resources appear that opens channels of prosperity. As we endeavor to prepare our relationship, long-standing resentment no longer seems insurmountable. As we seek shelter, rest, and rejuvenation, grace ignites mental and physical healing. No worldly challenge mountable. No human error is redeemable. Abundance good is always positive for us and for all people, because God's infinite grace removes forward with confidence, knowing grace paves our way. Yes, we should move confident, knowing that God will pave our way and get us through these different storms in our lives. In Isaiah 45:2 says, I will go before you and level the mountains. He will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. Just imagine that what God will do for you. He will level the mountains. He will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. All for you, because his grace is sufficient. Unlimited peace and power blesses us with spiritual ability, love, faith, understanding, wisdom, and more, because we are divinely created beings. I And we should trust that God has provided us with all that we need to flourish and strive in the world. We should fulfill our potential through the possibility that God has planted within us. The possibilities are endless, and we should embrace the potential within us. And in Genesis 11:6 says, "And the Lord said, This is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they will propose to do will now be impossible to them. All things are possible through God." And 1 Corinthians 15:10 says, "By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effort. No, I work harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was within me." Grace is often defined as God's unmerited favor. It means that God loves his love for us. He cares. He's concerned about everything that we do. And also, he wants us to come to him for everything. Sometimes when we don't think that he wants us to, he wants us to get involved, get him involved in everything that we do, decision making and everything. And sometimes I know we think that we're bothering God too much, but he said that he wants us to be dependent on him. Just like a baby, you want the baby to follow your instruction. You want the baby to do the things that you want them to do. So that's the same with God. God wants us to follow his instruction and also let him be involved in all of our decision making. And when you do that, you know that things are going to be right when you put it in God's hands. But sometimes when you put it in man's hand, it gets all messed up. And so he loves you for yourself, and he wants you to become all that you were created to be. His relationship with you does not hinge on he with him doesn't hinge on it. What a wonderful word grace is. My grace is sufficient. God gives us grace to the humble. That's coming from Proverbs 3:34. For many people, it is difficult to receive what they don't feel like they have earned, whether it is a sense of independence or pride. Such an attitude will rob you of the best this life can offer you. You must be able to receive God's love even when you don't feel lovable. God's goodness. Even when you don't feel like you're deserving, God has given you everything, his kingdom. Don't stand and believe that this is not true. You are worthy. Humble yourself and receive God's love. Let him love you, and you should love on him and believe that be there for you. His grace is sufficient. So just knowing that this week as you go along, just keep remembering that God's grace is sufficient. He'll get you through whatever you might be going through. And like I said, there's many things that are happening in this world that it's going to need his help to get us through. We also need family and friends to be a part of that also, because it's always good to have someone to talk to, a family member, a friend, to talk over things. When you keep things and bottle it all up and don't share with anyone, sometimes it causes a health problem because you are worrying or you are just inhaling all that stuff and not releasing it. And it's always important that you release feelings because it can cause health problems. So just find a prayer partner, someone that you can talk to about anything, and pray together because it does help. It does help to have that other person that you can lean on when you seem like you're disconnected from God. And we all feel disconnected from God because of how the different things that we are going through in life now. So find that prayer partner that can help you get some of those things when you think you can't. Because praying together also that other person can encourage you when you are weak or down and don't feel that you are worthy of God's love, or whatever might be happening. So be, take time and find that special someone that you, and it's really, that special someone is not always just, it's called a prayer partner, also called a safe person. A safe person is a person that you can talk to about anything and feel confident and also getting good feedback in your conversation as well. That safe person is very important to have in your life. You should never try to do things all by yourself alone all the time. Because when you do it all yourself, you don't know, sometimes you don't know whether it's right or wrong. So if that other person can hear it, you know, sometimes it can encourage you to make the right decision. If you're not, getting a second opinion is sometimes good. But you know one thing? God is going to talk to that prayer partner, that faith person. If she is spiritual and believing God, God is going to talk to that person, to you. Don't think that person, you need to always go to God, because God will encourage that person to say the right thing to you. You need to hear certain things. So just know that is that faith person or prayer partner can be an encouragement for you to get through whatever you're going through. But just make sure that person believes in God and very spiritual, because you know, staying in order to for you to be able to communicate and talk to each other about God, and also read the Bible and take reference to the Word as well. Well, I'm not going to talk any more about grace, but I do have an announcement, an important announcement that I will be talking to you about for the next 2 weeks, and all giving you more and more details about this announcement that is going to be happening soon. And it is, I was going to teach this class at inside my home, but I have prayed about it and asked God to confirm details. So I'm waiting for him to confirm some details to me. But I want to share it with you because something that I feel that God is wanting me to do. This time of the year, it's very painful getting through Thanksgiving and Christmas without your special loved one. I will begin a series of grief lessons on our talk show starting in a couple of weeks. I was going to teach these classes at here in person, but I really feel that I need to reach out and touch as many people as I can and help them through this time, this painful time, getting through Christmas and Thanksgiving. We all need that helping hand to get through these 2 months because it's so painful not having that loved one around. The grief lesson will be called Restoring a Widow. And it's not just for it, it's for anyone that have had a loss. Restoring a widow, a family member, a friend, a neighbor, one day at a time. This will be a 6-week session on the air. After I finish this 6-week session, I will take a break and begin another 6 weeks. These books I will be getting, preparing my lesson from is for a series I'll be coming from. And the name of the books, and these are books that can be purchased also, and it's Journeying Through a Grief. And it's book 1, 2, 3, and 4. These books can be purchased. All four books is small pamphlet books. The cost of it is $9.95. And it can be ordered and be sent to you within a week. So I'll be going through all of this, but at the same time, if you don't have to purchase them, you can just walk with me each Tuesday from 10 to 10:30 p.m. as I go through the different books, putting out important information that will help you to get through Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday season. Title, A Time to Grieve. And I will go through each book, and like I say, there's four books. In the 6-week session, I would only cover two of them, A Time to Grieve and Experiencing Grief. And then probably in January, I will begin another series with the last two books. And also, if you do not have a copy of A Widow's Touch for Widows, I advise you to order one during this time. So this will help you as well. So I will give you more details when I will begin these series of Grief, A Time to Grieve, Journeying Through Grief. And I also want you to spread it to others. And this is not just for widows, these sessions. It's for, just like I mentioned, a family member, friend, neighbor, one day at a time. We all are experiencing painful moments and memories of our loved ones. So it doesn't matter what relationship, if you are having difficulty getting through this time, this will be a good series to listen to. So please tell others. It's only a half an hour, 30 minutes, from 10 to 10:30 once a week to get through these classes. And guess what? These classes are free. And in the next 7 days, I will set up a free conference call for our widows to call in, and we will discuss where we're going for our trip for next 2018 and the cost and when you even need to make the first deposit. And it's going to be a chartered bus company called Diamond Tours. I'm excited about it. And like I say, we start in January, and make several payments. I'll have all the details about that too. But within the next 7 days, I'll be texting everybody to call in to freeconferencecall.com and discuss our trips, because I need to get flyers to everyone. Flyers that you can invite friends, family, neighbors, or whoever. We are not being prejudiced at all. Anyone who wants to come on this trip, it doesn't have. This trip will be sponsored by the Next Chapter of this ministry. So, I hope that you will be all able to come and be a part of this trip. We always have a great time, and we're going to pray that God will be with us every step of the way. He always does, and we just thank Him so much for His goodness and His mercy, for His loving kindness in getting us through each and every day, day by day. We know that He has a purpose for all of us in getting through this time in our lives. So that is the end of our show for tonight. Just know that your God's grace is sufficient, and spread the word about our series of brief session on the air from 10 to 10:30 p.m. So invite others, letting them know in about 2 weeks I'll have the date and everything ready to go. And so thank you so much for tuning in to the next The Widow's Ministry Talk Show. Be blessed and have a great week, and knowing that grace is sufficient. Good night.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day is smiling, the next day is fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, 'cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
He told me. This is what He told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you, He said it that way. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because He knew you could survive it. So
fight of your life.
God knows.
Fire.
is not the end.
No, no.